Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, well-being and yoga. And today my very special guest with me is Siddhanta, and she is from India, which is amazing. It's incredible. She is a pranic healer, yoga instructor, pre and postnatal coach, astrovastu consultant and an NLP consultant, and she helps people all across the globe for almost a decade, which is amazing, overcoming physical, mental, emotional, and psychological challenges through ancient Indian wisdom. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all right. So yeah, as we were just saying earlier, actually, how did you kind of get into yoga? And I know that you're from India. So were you brought up with it or did you just kind of find it?
So yeah, like I was saying, I think nobody consciously chooses yoga, right? Yoga at some point in time, it finds you.
Yes.
Right. If we refer to the first sutra of Patanjali, who was the founder, right? And it means, and now yoga. So literally the first ever scripture on yoga and the first line itself states that something in your life is going to go so wrong and you are going to try a bunch of things. You are going to exhaust your intellect trying to find a solution, and then you probably won't, and you will turn to yoga.
That is so true. And I think for many people, that is exactly how it happens.
Exactly. So I think I am no exception at all. I was born in a family and I was raised in a very exceptional situation where my parents got divorced very early on.
Oh, no.
So my grandparents raised me.
Wow.
And I was brought up in a small village in India. And just growing up, I think many of you would relate to this, that growing up, it's not a normal family situation. You don't have that nurturing, disciplined environment around you. So
yeah,
naturally, a lot of neglect, a lot of self-deprecating personality disorder happens, right? When your parents are not around.
Yes.
And because of that, I grew up with a lot of emotional and mental distress. I started accepting that maybe something is wrong with me, you know, that my parents left me so early on, never thought about me. So that's how my growth was. And I grew very obese at the time because I was emotional eating a lot.
Okay.
Had a lot of problems. And I isolated myself against the world. So
yeah,
never really focused on growth and development, you know. And of course, I think your environment also needs to be very supportive for
yes,
you to actually think that way on those lines. But being with my grandparents, they just offered me abundance of love, you know, just trying to compensate for all the sadness that I was going through. And they did their best, but I think it was not enough.
Yeah.
So growing up, I had developed a lot of negative personality traits, which were not serving me. Also turned into a people pleaser.
And yes, that's a big one.
Accept me, right? Like, accept me. I'll do whatever, but just accept me. So because of that, a lot of negative relationships happened. And because of the way I saw my parents, I chose a very negative life partner,
okay,
which again destroyed another dimension of my being. And I came to a point when I got married, I thought, you know, now this is my happy ending. I found a good partner. He was very well settled and educated and everything. So I thought it's all going to be sorted from here on. little did I know, it was just going to push me off the threshold. So it was a 5-year long marriage. And within that, I ended up suffering a lot, trying many means to fix it, but just couldn't. But then again, blaming myself for everything, I developed a lot of psychosomatic disorders.
Okay.
Now, one thing that was always constant with me was spirituality. Since a very early age, I was always interested in spiritual studies. And by default, that inner voice in me always used to tell me, this is not going to last very long.
Yeah.
This will end, you know, and you can do this. You can get through anything. So there was, despite of how my mind was communicating with me, I still had this different voice. At that time, I couldn't recognize it. But yeah. I think that is what always kept me pushing, that you can get through this.
Yes.
And much later on, when I started reading spirituality, I was very naturally inclined to those topics. So when I was exposed to internet, I would pick those genres, I would pick those books, and I started educating myself on it. The first ever book was The Secret. And I studied The Secret and I was like, now I'm going to, you know, change my reality, manifest my reality.
Yes.
But I was so young at the time that I did not do any inner work. So I probably manifested a lot of wrong things or things which were not the best for me in the, in the big picture.
Yeah.
But I saw that it worked. I was manifesting things. And then I started exploring, what is this universe? What else does it have to offer? And that's how I healed. One day I just ended up, so yoga, pranic healing, I think I've just ended up doing these things. One day I was just sulking. I was very sad. And I was reading Laws of the Spiritual World.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I got to know there's a pranic healing workshop happening. I did not know what pranic healing is. I just felt that I have to do it.
Yeah. They was calling you. The universe.
Yeah. I just know I have to do it. And it's like, I got to know it right now and the workshop is tomorrow. So I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I did it. And suddenly in that workshop, I just realized why things happened the way they happened.
Yes.
Who I am, what energy is. Suddenly there was this flash of light in front of me. And it explained all the dark times that I went through.
That's amazing. Yeah.
From there on, the practices they had given, I just kept on doing them. Very simple things, very simple, simple techniques and meditations.
Yeah.
And things just kept on revealing.
Yeah.
And because they were revealed, I gained perspective.
Yeah.
And I shifted my mindset and I understood what healing your chakras mean.
Yeah.
And how it can impact you. So just with those practices, I think I evolved a lot within a very short span of 2 years. Like my personality, my life, everything changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the end of my marriage, when I developed a lot of psychosomatic disorders.
Okay.
I had a spur in my heel. I had very bad knee pain. And I developed nervous breakdowns, panic attacks, anxiety. I developed IBS. And because of the physical pain that I was going through, I thought, you know, maybe energy healing was helping me just move on with life, keeping that under the rug.
Yes.
I couldn't find a solution for the physical ailments, the structural ailment that I was going through. Because if I have an injury, if my joint is hurting, right?
Yeah.
There's very little that energy healing can do for you just for time being.
Yes.
But I was looking for a permanent solution. And at that time, because it was the end of my marriage, you could imagine what I had went through in the span of 5 years.
Yeah.
I had completely broken down in those last few months. And another guru came into my life. And till that point, I was like, what is yoga even going to do? What is just like holding some postures going to do to me? Like that, it sounds very boring. And who's going to sit and just hold your foot for like 10 minutes. Like, I'm not doing that, you know? And I was so much into like weight training and running and HIIT workouts and functional. I was more depressed that I cannot do those things now. And I love doing that.
Yeah.
And one day it just happened that this guru, he came live on Instagram, and he was teaching a 1 hour class for free for everyone. And this was during COVID.
Oh, wow.
That's like, you know, I'm not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
And might as well just try it.
Yeah.
And it changed everything for me since then. I did his class. Suddenly my pain was gone. My knee pain was gone. Wow. The relief in my heel was so much. I did not walk or stand up for more than 10 minutes, or I couldn't walk for almost 1.5 years.
Wow.
And just doing that one yoga class, one asana class, just changed everything for me. And before that, of course, I tried YouTube here and there.
Yeah. Like everyone does.
The way it was presented to me and the way it was taught, it was amazing. The alignment, the form they teach you, the breathing that they teach you.
Yes.
And it was not a commercial school, right? He comes from the Himalayas.
Oh, wow.
He's teaching very authentic practices. So I think that was one of the reasons that people don't know how to actually do it.
Yes.
And he taught us that. And within that hour, the chemistry of my entire body, my mind just shifted. I hadn't slept for 3 months. I used to cry day and night involuntarily because I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
And by that time, I had lost my entire family. So I was also thinking, you know, if I leave this person, where would I go?
Yeah.
What would I do?
Yeah.
Although I was educated, there were options at that time, but you are not in that state of mind to think about these things.
Yeah.
And that victim mentality got me into a space where I thought, what would I do if I leave the marriage? What would I do with my life?
Yeah.
But then I was suffering so much. I was like, I am ready to beg on the streets, but I have to leave.
Yeah. You kind of just have to go. There was no option. There was no option otherwise.
And then suddenly after this class, I gained that confidence because I was so pain-free in my body.
Yeah.
And I was smiling and laughing like anything.
Wow.
With no reason. I was feeling so joyful and so blissful.
Just let go.
And I looked at other lectures that he had to offer, and how the way he explained how yoga works and how it affects your endocrine system, right? And it's all chemical reactions, right? That sadness.
Yeah.
Right? The depression, the anxiety, it's all chemical reactions. If I can change those chemical reactions, I can experience joy, I can experience bliss. And that is exactly what happened. I hadn't smiled for such a long time that it was a lot for me in that moment. And then I thought, you know what, I need to learn this.
Yeah.
So many people need this. Oh my God, including myself. So initially my thought was, you know, I'm going to learn the entire system and I'm just going to use it on myself. I just need to heal. I know that this was like a trailer, like how you see a trailer of a movie. This was just a trailer. I need to know what the entire movie is. And I just enrolled for his course. I learned the whole thing. I've been practicing it since then. And someone said to me, the best, like the way to become a good student or get better at what you're teaching is to teach someone else.
Yeah, definitely.
So I started teaching others. And then I explored many more other dimensions which were not within me.
Yeah.
And slowly it picked up in a way that people just started coming to me.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed teaching.
In total alignment as well. So everyone's coming to you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And I agree. And it happened so organically.
Nice.
And it just kept on growing on itself. And then I thought, you know what? This is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no stopping since then. Earlier, I was just focused on pranic healing. I used to do sessions. And then later on, yoga happened. Later on, I interacted with people in the corporate world. And they are not so spiritual, right? They just want to, like, I just need more energy. I just need, you know, I just need to de-stress. And you're right. So there is a aspect of yoga or an understanding of yoga that is missing in the modern world, in the corporate world.
It is.
And then I thought, you know what is going to help me? Neuro-linguistic programming. Changing thoughts, emotions, behavior patterns, because everything is just a map that you have created, right? Everything is a reflection of your perception. If you can change your perception, you can shift your reality.
Yes. So
that was the next milestone I had. I achieved that. And it's just going on since then.
That's amazing. And I read that you help people with PCOS. Is that what you had as well?
Absolutely.
Or not? That was one of your... just the word symptoms.
Someone's on at the door. Can I just pause you for a
sure.
second?
Yeah, that's fine.
So sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
So what happened? It's a very recent thing, right? Since yoga happened, I came across first thing is to, you know, tap into your relatives and your friends.
Yes.
Right? They are the easiest to tap into. So I had two friends who were married and trying to conceive, right? But because of PCOD, PCOS, they were unable to. Okay. Now, the training that I learned and the principles behind the training were such that you can cure pretty much anything and everything if you use these techniques.
Yeah.
So I knew that I have the tools and techniques which can help them. Right. So in a way, I just asked them to join and see if this works.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it largely, even scientifically, there is no one cause. Right. Or even 10 specific causes.
Yeah.
For PCOD or PCOS.
Yeah.
Right. So when I am treating a client like that, I am looking at the person as an entire human being.
Yes.
Not just the reproductive system.
Yeah.
What led you to that state? It's similar to yoga, right?
Yeah.
What has happened in your life so much so that you have turned towards yoga?
Yeah.
So what has happened in your life so much so that you have developed PCOD or PCOS?
Yeah.
So the cause can go back to your childhood as well.
Yeah.
Not just junk food. Not just your work life. No. There could be many, many reasons. So then I developed a program where 80% of it is yoga.
Yeah.
Then 20% of it is discovering what's going on in the mind.
Yes.
And how connected you are with your soul.
Yeah. Because it is, most of it is part of that as well. Connecting yourself, your body, your mind, your energy. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when you look at it from a spiritual perspective, it is also an imbalance of the feminine energy.
Yes. That's so true. Oh, yes. I love that. Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. Hey, hey. I am so excited to tell you about Zen Core Yoga. I am an ambassador for this amazing yoga clothing company, and they want to spread the benefits of yoga because those who stick with regular yoga practice report themselves to be happier and healthier in life, like me, of course. And Zen Yoga is a Swedish clothing company that designs products for the yoga lifestyle. The company was founded in 2017 and has since then grown to over 70,000 loyal followers all over the world. And these yoga products are absolutely incredible. They are so soft. They have beautiful leggings, beautiful colors, beautiful yoga bras, and they are just incredible. And they are building deep relationships within the yoga community and have gained invaluable insights and understanding of the quality and function of yoga products. Because let's face it, you know, you just could get a cheap pair of leggings and they just go all funny. Whereas these products are absolutely beautiful. Really, really nice. So head over to zencoreyoga.com and in the checkout, type in YogiGemma15 for a 15% discount. So go over zencoreyoga.com and it's YogiGemma15. So I will see you on the other side. And how did you kind of get into the pre and postnatal as well. I suppose that was maybe a byproduct of PCOS style.
Exactly. So once they healed, they conceived. So these were the people who were not having even regular periods since the last 2, 3 years
Wow.
after marriage. And in India, it's very common to look forward to having a baby right after
Yes,
marriage,
after marriage, yeah.
right? The pressure was just insane.
Yeah.
And coming from a place where you are not getting your period since the last 2, 3 months, right? And just 2 months of regular yoga practice.
Yeah.
And your periods are normal, which means you're ovulating normally.
Yes.
And then they conceived.
Wow. That's
So if
amazing.
you ask me how, through yoga. But how through yoga?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything builds up to that one bit. Like it's just one piece of a
Exactly.
puzzle. So, yeah.
Exactly. You cannot just fix everything with 30 minutes or 60 minutes of asanas.
Yeah.
Right? The it's good commercially that you just say, okay, five asanas for this,
Yes.
two asanas to cure this. But essentially, are really those only two asanas going to cure your symptom? No. You have to get to the cause. You have to work on the lifestyle, the mind, and the asanas. And
Yes.
then you increase your life force through pranayama. So
Yeah.
once they conceived, they understood. And they shifted. And then they were like, you know what? Because India is rich in the culture of Garbha Sanskar.
Yeah.
Garbha Sanskar, right? It means prenatal, which starts even before you conceive.
Yeah.
So Garbha Sanskar deals with actually you improving the quality of your sperm
Yeah.
and then improving the quality of your womb.
Yes.
And then, if you want to look at it spiritually, it is said that the soul is always looking for the right kind of womb to
Oh,
suffice its purpose.
yeah. Yes, definitely. And it depends what you believe as well, but when you have children or you get
Absolutely.
pregnant, it's that child has chosen your womb, your place to
Exactly.
be. Yeah.
Exactly. That is also a soul in a way that has chosen you. So how you are depends, is very much of a dependent factor on what kind of a child you will have.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, forget spiritually. That is not a lot of people consider that dimension. But
Yeah.
even if you want a very physically healthy, mentally healthy baby, right? And if you just understand that 90% of the development of the brain of the baby and the development of the senses happens in the womb,
Yeah.
you would be so much more conscious and responsible, right? Even before you conceive. So you
Yeah.
can avoid a lot of, uncomfortable situations throughout
Yeah.
your pregnancy.
Yeah.
So
Wow.
Garbha Sanskar aims, or prenatal aims, at actually working even before you conceive, strengthening everything. So
So you
building a
yeah.
foundation for for a very healthy, happy, and
Yeah.
easy pregnancy and birth.
Yeah.
So you do that, and this is how that idea generated. Maybe if I can help women doing this,
Yeah.
then I have to do prenatal. It was more or less, it was like a no-brainer
Yeah,
that I have to do it.
because it was.
So I got certified in that, and then since then I've been coaching women overcome infertility, and once you're fertile, navigate you towards getting pregnant and having a healthy labor.
Yes, that's amazing. Because actually, with my second, I did hypnobirthing, and I wish I'd found out about it with my first because it
Oh,
changed so much. You just think, wow, it's incredible.
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. Even I think having a birth doula, right,
Yeah.
or a midwife was lost in between. Now
Yeah.
it's coming back.
Yes, yeah.
Now it's coming back, and it's I think it's because women are suffering so much with all the epidurals and
Yeah.
C-section, right?
Yeah.
Just the recovery is taking so much more time, that it's better that you work beforehand
Yes.
rather than after.
Yeah.
So women are getting more and more conscious now.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
That's a
yeah,
good
a
sign.
lot more being spiritual, or even just wanting to go down the more holistic route rather than,
Absolutely.
yeah, what
Absolutely.
pharmaceuticals
That's
want.
when I said you cannot explain everything spiritually, but there is a scientific basis to everything that is spiritual. So if you just speak in that language with that person, they will understand.
Definitely. Oh, that's amazing. And what kind of ages do you teach? Is it any kind of age?
I haven't had any kids yet. But I look forward to that. Now, if you ask me, since a few years, or ever since I've practicing, I think my youngest would have been a 16-year-old,
Oh, amazing.
and my eldest right now is 54.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Massive range.
She's having a frozen shoulder,
Oh, yeah.
and she tried yoga. A younger style yoga, which is more therapeutic in nature, right? So she tried that for a year. She tried physiotherapy for some time, but it was not working. And then she landed up on my page, and we just signed up. And within 3 months, she was really able to move her shoulder quite a bit. Her range of motion has really improved, and we are still working on mobilizing everything. And I think the best compliment that I got in my entire career was this, that she was not able to wear her own clothes
Oh, wow.
because her shoulder wouldn't move, right? So she wouldn't be able to put on her clothes, and now she's able to. Like, since imagine 2 years of not being able to do that.
That's amazing.
And I felt so grateful, I almost cried after that. Like,
That's such a
because
transformation.
yeah, every time this happens, all the pain that I've gone through that has given me so much wisdom, resilience, strength, and courage just pays off. And that's when you understand why everything happened the way it happened.
Yes, definitely.
So,
And I think
forever grateful.
the more you have in your toolbox, the more you can kind of go to when you need it for yourself, but also for your clients as well.
Absolutely, absolutely agreed.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so good. And what do you practice now? Do you have like a specific yoga that you go to, or is it just what you fancy on the
I have a very specific practice. One thing that I would like to discuss here would be what kind of yoga you practice. I think the right question would be what kind of asanas do you practice, right? Because Hatha yoga, Ashtanga, Vinyasa, you name it, Bikram yoga, Yin yoga, you name it. Everything is a style of yoga. Rest everything, the eight limbs, they stay the same. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dhyan, Dharana, right? It stays the same. Just the style of asana change. Now, if you look at the traditional text, if you really want the benefit of an asana, you need to hold that asana for some time, right? Consciously keep yourself aligned and in proper form while holding it, and then breathing into it, oxygenating that blood, nourishing that blood, right? So I think that is more of what I practice. So I wouldn't say it's a combination of everything. Sometimes if I need more energy, I need to sweat out a little bit, I will do vinyasa style where I'm just flowing through one to the next, right? But if I'm more often, I end up doing, let's call it Hatha yoga, because that is more based on the body, right? So I do all the asanas that are there that my body allows. And if you're a regular practitioner, you know that your body is different pretty much every single day.
All right.
Sometimes it's the lower back calling you, sometimes it's the neck saying hello. So it depends on what I intend to do in that day, and how can I make my body and my mind more capable of doing what it is that I have to do throughout the day. So do I need a more relaxing practice? Do I need to build more strength and focus? Or do I have a, I need to let go of some energy?
built up energy, built up tension.
Yeah.
So it depends on what I intend to do with myself.
Yeah.
Maybe that day, maybe that week, maybe that month, you know, it depends. But what is your intention? Why are you stepping on the mat?
Yeah.
Why do you want to do asana? That question determines what kind of asana practice I can do. Some days I cannot, some days I won't. But one thing that stays with me is pranayam and omkar.
Yeah.
We have been initiated into doing omkar. So how to practice it, the bandhas and everything, right? Yeah. The breathing, the form, everything. So I think omkar is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And some pranayam.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And what are two takeaway points from today's conversation? Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Do yoga.
Through yoga, takeaway. I would say, I might have to think a little bit because this is going to reach a lot of people. But you know what? One thing I truly believe is humans are more than what they think they are.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything that is happening to you is happening for you.
Yes. That's a big one.
And it is not entirely your fault if life is not working out the way it should be, because we have a lot of distraction in today's world. So it's getting harder and harder to keep yourself focused.
Yeah.
Right? But if you develop even some kind of mindful practice, could be yoga, could be anything, something for yourself, right? That is the only way to overcome all the distractions, especially in the sense of food.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Food and gravity, that is, you know, just compromising our health.
Yeah.
And mastery over those senses. So it is not you who is the problem.
Yeah.
So stop blaming yourself for everything. Your environment is a very big factor. Right? But then it's not an excuse, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
To take control of your eating habits, of your senses, and doing a little bit of physical practice so you overcome the effects of gravity that we are having on our nervous system and our spine.
Yes. Oh, that, yeah, I love that, definitely. And where can we find you? What's your website or your social media channels?
Yep. You can find me on LinkedIn under Twin Heart Prana. I'm on Instagram at Twin Heart Prana. And it comes from the first ever meditation that changed my life, which is known as the Twin Hearts Meditation.
Oh, wow.
So that's why Twin Heart Prana. My name is Siddhanta Gopte. And it's very easy to find me, honestly.
I'll put them all in the show notes anyway.
Thank
oh,
you
it's
so
been
much.
So nice having you on. Thank you so much for coming on.
Lovely to have you as well. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to connect with you.
Awesome.
It's been great and you have been lovely.
Thank you, you too. Oh, so as always, I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. So please leave a comment or tag me on social media using @YogiGemma. I'm always so grateful to hear your thoughts. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. I will be back next week with another one, another fun episode for you guys to listen to. And also please leave a review on iTunes or like and subscribe to this podcast because it really means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and I will see you very soon.